Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
That's fucking wicked, mate. Let's roll. Everyone, this is Justin from Australia. I fucked your fucking sister's face today. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches.
So let's keep it real, all in together, free chill. Tell a steward it's the dope movie on the reel. Heat up my kosher meal, exchange my dollar bills, lean back in my first class seat and sleep. Don't wake me till I land where they barely understand what I speak, but they nod to my beats. I tell my fans who I am and they stand and they clap, they applaud, they love me, my God. Oscar Samadesta, I may be au revoir. A spree on St. Henri, then back to Charles de Gaulle. So I can get home and tell her everywhere that I've been and everything that I've done and tell her that she's the one and
Let's go to St. Paris and wake up in Tokyo.
I come right there, motherfucker!
Have a dream in New Orleans, fall in love in Chicago.
God damn it, son of a bitch!
Guess who's back in the house with a bunch of souvenirs and a smile for your mouth.
Yeah.
I really missed you each and every night. I kissed you in my dreams before I went to sleep. The La La Land to count them sheep. I swear you're looking prettier than ever. It's got to be a prophecy for us to stay together evermore. For better or less support, all worth a wait and buried treasure. X is on the shore. I know my world tour's like war to ya, but Ian said aloha, and Hardy said cheers, Julian said bonjour, Big O was like yeah, Amanda and LaMessi wanna know when we going there, Edison sends his love, so does the rest of the club of the international playboys and playgirls, but I revoke my membership, all for my tenderness, she said pursue your interests, cause even if I'm ticketless, I'll be there, by your side, in your heart, and on your mind, so as I taxi down another runway, I got you. Who loves you, babe? Now bring it back now.
Let's go to St. Paris and wake up in Tokyo.
I come right there, motherfucker!
Have a dream in New Orleans, fall in love in Chicago.
God damn it, son of a bitch!
Then we can land in the motherland. Come back across the desert sands, take a train to Rome.
Motherfucker!
Brazil.
Oh, for real. Crying out loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. 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 Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Have you tried the coffee yet?
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And the only show prefaced with an astounding intro that is an astounding song from a stuttering fuck that is not me, Rammstein! Yes. Please disregard the stuttering. It happens from time to time. You can suck my dick! Welcome, once again, welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Greatly appreciate it. Week in, week out, coming out, checking out the show. You know who else appreciates it? A bald man who lives in a basement. He goes by the name The Germ Freak on Twitter. But I call him Frank. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up? Good evening.
Hey, a little pep today. A little bit of pep. I'm impressed. Are you there?
Hey, what's up? Good evening.
We heard that. Are you there?
Well, if I said what's up, good evening, wouldn't I be there, you redundant prick?
Well, the thing is, I said something to you, and then you didn't respond. Like, you said, what's up, good evening, and I addressed
it. Well, you made a statement. You didn't ask me a question.
Are you a cock-sucking fuckface?
There was not an exclamation point.
There's your question.
There was not a question mark at the end of your statement. You did your question.
I didn't know you had the ability to see text in speech, but that's okay. Maybe you're Google. Maybe you are the new YouTube player.
You know that Google is the noun that became a verb? Are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm quite aware of that, Frank. And so is everybody since The Sopranos was on the air when they said, I just did a Google, when they were referring to finding things online. And that was even late to the game then, Frank. So you finding this out and acting as though it's some big discovery for you to plant your fucking country's flag in is not really, you know, relevant. It's not something you should be doing. But Frank, you're having a big day today. A banner day, I would say, as far as Twitter's concerned.
I'm on a fucking roll! Yeah, baby, give it to me!
So you'll start the show like you're introducing yourself to a fucking tax attorney, but I mention your Twitter and you go fucking apeshit. Why can't it be the opposite?
Listen, let's just call a spade a spade here, right?
I don't do that. I'm not racist. So why don't we talk about your Twitter? It's twitter.com/thegermfreak. And if you're not following him, you're an asshole. I'm going to say it, Frank. I know you won't, but I will. Frank has been posting a ton of tweets today. It's more than I think he's ever posted in one day. And, Frank, what is inspiring you? And are you sucking snot through your nose? What's the story here?
Yeah, I have a bit of a I'm a little under the weather, as they say. I have a little bit of a cold.
When you say they, are you referring to people in covered wagons? Because that is the oldest phrase that you could use.
I'm referring to 4 out of 5 doctors.
Thank you. So what's...
What are you drinking tonight?
Oh, I'm having a nice seltzer. I'm having a seltzer to wash down the dry, pasty remnants of the rice cake. There's some kind of weird rice cake concoction that they're making at grocery stores now. They basically take a spoonful of this wheat and they explode it into a huge disc. And it shoots out and it's very exciting and they charge you $5 for a bag. And it tastes like wallpaper. And I can't stop eating them. I'm fucking hooked. But after a while, like, it's delicious initially, but after a while you get, like, desert throat. So I'm trying to wash down the wheat-based fiberglass with this raspberry lime cheap seltzer that I really enjoy as well. I don't know why. I like a lot of shit foods and drinks, Frank. But we were talking about your Twitter, and you've been posting a lot of shit, and some of it I thought was kind of intriguing. You've piqued my interest with your posts of 140 characters or less, and I wanted to kind of bring them to the forefront and maybe have you expound on them. Maybe talk about what spurred this thought, what caused you to do it, in a little segment I like to call Frank on Frank, beyond 140 characters, Frank expounds on his tweets. Now, the first tweet that I'd like to talk about, Frank, you said, my mind is clogged with clutter.
Right, right. What I interpret that is, I have a lot on my mind. And
really?
And it's to the point where there's not enough room in my mind for everything I have on my mind, and it's just filled with nonsense. See, I think clutter is the equivalent of just nonsense. So I have, my mind is filled with nonsense.
Really? Why are you applauding your mind being full of nonsense? That's kind of sad. You're basically describing the, like...
Well, it's full of things that are...
It's basically, you're describing like an old hard drive that you want to install a new productive program on, but it's filled with fucking animated Flintstones GIFs where Fred is fucking Betty and Betty's getting licked by Dino and shit. Just worthless files.
It's full... My brain is at the capacity of things that are on it.
Yeah.
I have a lot on my mind and it's almost reached...
Yeah, just ignore that. Just ignore that.
And it's just reached its capacity.
Yeah. So you're at capacity right now.
My skull is swelling.
Your skull is swelling because your brain is
protruding out of it.
So you really think your brain is swelling with ideas?
No. Is this what you're saying? Clutter. And remember, clutter equals nonsense.
Okay, so give us a few examples of the clutter. What nonsense is bothering you? Why don't we come up with one nonsensical item that's bothering you, that's swelling your brain up, that we can get rid of and put a sensical or a sensible,
I'm wondering why strawberry Pop-Tarts have the icing on it. They always have these little grains of these colored sugars on it, and I prefer it without the colored sugar.
Why can't they just... You're talking about sprinkles? Colored sugar?
Yeah, sprinkles. They're like sprinkles, but they're not like Jimmy sprinkles. They're like sugar sprinkles.
You are really at the end of you're at the end of your capacity because you've expelled the word for sprinkles to fill it with this stupid act of wonder about a toaster pastry.
Well, toaster pastries are different. That's a different brand.
It's the same fucking thing.
No, it's a different brand, my friend.
It is. Well, I mean, it's a generic term for this. I didn't say toaster strudel as you were thinking I said, but I didn't. I said toaster pastry.
Right.
Thank you. So now your brain is full of nonsense, and you just find yourself looking at things and just wondering, why? Is that what it is? A lot of
right.
Why? Do you ever have just random thoughts
I'm fascinated with there's a lot of things that are sweeping the nation, and one of them is 100
Hold
calories.
On. A lot of things that are what?
Sweeping the nation.
Sweeping the nation?
Yeah.
DA nation?
Sweeping the nation.
Why can't you just say the? Is that out of...
I have a cold, so it sounds like that.
Okay, so a lot of things are sweeping
now,
the nation.
They have what's called 100 calorie snacks.
Is that what they're called?
Yes. And I'm saying to myself, how... I mean, to be so precise that they're able to fit and make it exactly 100 calories is mind-boggling.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
They didn't make it 99. Isn't. They didn't make it 101. They made it 100 calories exactly.
It's fucking math. It's just math. That's all it is. They know the calories in a particular amount of this substance. So they decide, I'm going to fucking make a cookie this size, and the bag would have to contain this amount of cookies.
No, but you see, that's where you're wrong, my friend.
What are you talking about?
Because I opened a bag of 100-calorie cookies. I opened two bags, and there was more one cookie and one extra cookie in one than there was in the other.
Well, you cheated the system. You beat the system. Congratulations. And how many of those packets did you eat in one day?
Five.
So why not just eat one serving of the regular shits? Like, I don't understand this. Look, they're organized by 100-calorie segments. That's perfect for me. I'm trying to lose weight. I'll just take one with my lunch. And then, you know, the first day you do it and it's terrible because you want more. So the next day, I'll just take two. I'll have one for the ride home. And by the end of the week, you're taking the entire fucking box. You don't go anywhere, so it's taking the entire box for you. Just going upstairs and opening a fucking drawer.
Back when I was in high school and in college from 1986 to 1992.
Stop. Why are you saying 1986 as if you're describing a fucking a major discovery of a new world?
Well, because now we're in the 2010s, and I want people to realize that this was last century. So
you're really just hammering it home when you say that.
Yeah.
1970 to 1986.
No. 1986 to 1992.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
From my sophomore year in high school to my junior year in college, I worked at the Experience supermarket on Oatry Road in Edison, New Jersey.
That was the Experience? It was called the Experience?
It was called the Experience.
The Experience. It was called the Experience.
And,
Veal Chop. Copyright Veal Chop. Thank you.
Back then, what they had was cookies called Snack Wells. There were fat free cookies called Snackwells in a green box.
Yeah, I remember the Snackwells.
They were revolutionary. They were everywhere. Everybody wanted Snackwells.
Yeah, I think it all started with the dawn of the McLean sandwich at McDonald's.
Right.
Everybody was health conscious, but not so health conscious that they were willing to not eat cookies or hamburgers. So they had to purchase more expensive cookies that were worse for you because they were comprised of fucking chemicals that were very experimental. They basically took the ingredients of Nickelodeon Blob and found a way to make it almost taste like a cookie and put that together and sold it to people like you. So you were at the Experience. It was called the Experience.
The Experience in Ochi Road in Edison, New Jersey.
Experience. And you purchased some Snackwells.
I purchased boxes and boxes of Snackwells.
Yes.
Because they were fat-free, and back then, fat-free was sweeping the nation.
It was sweeping the nation, yes.
Right.
Sweeping the nation.
So now what's sweeping the nation is these 100-calorie snacks.
So you just go along with every little gimmick. Is that what it is?
Of course! And everybody's jumping on the bandwagon for these 100-calorie snacks.
They are. They are. There are people that stick to it, though, because people are able to lose weight and still eat some of their stuff. It is moderation. I mean, you're not getting a huge bag of fucking cookies, but you do know you should probably focus, instead of finding a way to eat cookies in, you know, maybe one or two cookies and cheat a little bit, maybe find a food that isn't bad for you that you enjoy and could eat it as a snack, where if you eat a lot of it, it doesn't really matter. Maybe it just changes the color of your shit. For example, one of the hosts of Hate Us Talk, Jimmy J.J. Walker, has chosen carrots! I have been eating carrots, and he's been eating carrots so much that he hasn't seen a brown shit in about 3 years. So why don't you just choose carrots or celery or these new fucking rice cake discs that taste like fucking wallpaper? Why is it that you need the 100-calorie packs of cookies?
Well, if I chose carrots and rice cakes, if I was choosing them, I wouldn't have a shopping bag for a stomach.
You have a shopping bag for a stomach?
Yes.
I've never heard that description before.
I have Santa's bag.
and the one that has the presents in it.
You know what I want you to call me now? I want you to call me Bartlett.
Bartlett?
Yes.
You sure? Why not Bosch? Well, now let's just expand on that. Why would you want us to call you Bartlett?
Because I realize that I'm shaped like, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I'm shaped like a pear.
I'm a fucking pear.
I'm a walking pear.
You poor motherfucker. You desperately want to lose weight.
I want to lose weight, but I'm
and the thing is, you've been doing this 20x40 thing, which, by the way, Frank, I need to let you know, when the power went out last week, you were spared.
Right.
Are you aware? When did you realize that the power's out, I didn't have to weigh in this week?
Immediately.
And you were you relieved or upset?
I was happy.
So you were happy because you anticipated probably gaining or staying the same.
Right.
Somebody who's running every day, dieting, putting in work, suffering to lose this weight, would have been pissed off they didn't get to show the work. But you were relieved because you've been on a bit of a backslide.
I'm yes.
And when I say backslide, I mean you've gained and then keep sliding back to your starting point. You're doing the opposite of what everybody would do.
Right.
So where are we with this? Are you doing anything? You're trying to eat the 100-calorie snack packs, but you're eating five of them.
You know what? I realize that I'm a failure. I have no willpower. I'm gonna kill myself with food. But it's in my mind, it's in my brains, and I should seek professional help and some kind of hypnosis of some sort.
What about a fat camp? Would you ever go to a fat camp?
I would love to go to a fat camp, but I can't. You know, leave work for fucking a month.
They can get you a nice Wi-Fi connection. Make sure they put you on the top bunk next to a window so you get some reception.
If I was like a teenager or something, I would, or a college student, I would fucking go there in a New York minute.
You're that desperate right now.
Yes.
But the thing is, when you were that age, you didn't need it. You were...
No, I was very...
Skin and bones.
I was a 28-inch waist when I graduated high school. 135 pounds.
That's like one of your calves now.
Yes. I wasn't always this way. I was thin at one time. Have you ever seen that picture of me in 1985?
Yeah, we've all seen it. It's out. I guess I'll have to post it on the Tumblr site, djnewstyleshow.tumblr.com. For those who haven't seen it, I'll put it up there later on tonight. Yeah, so you're struggling with this. You know, maybe we try to get Snackwells made again. Are you aware that I actually saw someone selling Snackwells? I don't think they've been produced in like 10 years, but they had them at what is called a Christmas tree store. They had fucking Snackwells. Have you ever seen them in a store since?
No, I
1992 or whatever it was?
Maybe they have them, you know, back supplies. Who knows?
I'm pretty sure back supplies, a.k.a. unsold shit. That's what it is. They were unable to rope you into having the Snackwell fucking caramel-covered pretzels or whatever the fuck it was. It always looked delicious, but it tasted like fucking medicine to me.
I don't know if you want to mention this now, but you were talking about the Hate Us Talk program.
Yeah. Hate Us Talk. That's,
I have a bone.
That's hateustalk.tumblr.com. Yeah. It's hosted. They weren't on this week for some reason, but they're every. The show's recorded every Sunday, broadcast on the Hear Us Talk site every Monday. And you can, of course, subscribe. Hateustalk.tumblr.com. So you want to give them a couple good words? Words of encouragement?
No, not good words. I have a bone to pick with them.
Now I got a bone to pick with you, motherfuckers.
Okay. Do you remember a couple weeks ago when the DJ New Style Facebook page was accidentally deleted by somebody?
No, not at all. When did that happen?
Well, there was you had a Facebook page and you...
Of course! Think
that, okay.
Of course!
And there's no proof of who did it.
There is.
No, there's no...
I have e-cards from a very apologetic Frank the Germ
Freak. I was pressured to do that. I was under duress.
I told you, just leave me the fuck alone, I'll figure this out. And you said, and you sent me a barrage of fucking e-cards, like you were my girlfriend, and I just told you to break up at a Sizzler. Just fucking didn't know what to do or how to reach me, so you sent me fucking animated puppies.
I don't know if it was Walter Subcheck from the great state of Texas, or if it was Jimmy J.J. Dynamite Kid Walker from Brooklyn, but one of them accused me of purposely deleting the Facebook page. They're saying I did it on purpose.
Now, yeah, they suggest. Well, it was actually Jimmy J.J. Walker. I don't know how you'd be able to confuse them. One has a southern accent, and one frequently has delusions of fucking Ambien. They're very distinctive in their voices, so I don't know how you mixed it up. But it was Jimmy J.J. Walker. He suggested that this whole deleting the Facebook page thing for you was some kind of ruse.
Right.
You purposefully doing it because you live for attention and you live to be
That's
yelled
what you
at.
Said.
He
right,
basically
right.
suggests you he
like
thinks
some kind of a masochist for Christ's
yeah,
sake.
Yeah, he thinks that you enjoy when I flip out and scream and call you a fuckface and all those other
like
things.
Like I get off on it.
Yeah. Well, right. Do you, Frank?
Okay, you JJ Dynamite Kid Walker.
He's not Mike Tyson.
Listen to me. How dare you make that assumption? How dare you?
Are you calling him out right now?
I'm calling him out. What nerve do you have to think that I would do something like that to the DJ New Style program? The DJ New Style name and trademark.
I got it. You know what, Frank? Maybe I'm leaning towards believing him.
Excuse me?
I'm leaning towards believing him because think about it. You delete the page. You say there's no proof, and you send me a barrage of really, I'm going to just say 100% gay e-cards with little gay soundtracks and pictures of the dogs. And by the way, go to djnewstyleshow.com and download last week's episode to hear all about that. Maybe he is right. You're just trying to create some kind of fucking big to-do about
it. I want to ask you something, DJ New Style.
Like a pyro, fire.
When this happened... and I think it's safe to say that you have an additional Facebook account. Is that safe to say that or no?
I have a Facebook account. Okay. Yeah, my real personal one.
And on that real one, you posted, "Whoever deleted my Facebook page, fuck you."
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Were you directing that toward me?
I guess after I found out it was you, yes, I am. So, Frank, fuck you.
All right, I just wanted to clear that up.
Okay. But yeah, I was very, very angry at that. But
within an hour, you were like, nothing happened.
Yeah, yeah, I just got over it. I'm not going to just sit and well in my own anger. I mean, yeah, it sucks. Yeah, I have to do something again.
But it was actually a blessing in disguise.
No, it wasn't because
the DJ New Style Facebook page is better than ever.
But it's
not. And
what
I gave you was a kick in the ass to make it better.
The thing is, Frank, the thing is, stop clapping, you bald fuck. The thing is, we'll never get the name DJ New Style Show back. We had to add the. So it's facebook.com/the. DJ New Style Show.
But that's the name of the show, the DJ New Style Show.
But every other site we have is DJ New Style Show. So consistency is fucked because of your bald, frantic, cluttered mind.
Okay. But
do you understand?
Guys, the name of the program is the DJ New Style Show.
Stop calling it a blessing in disguise. I don't know how many fucking times you can say that in 30 seconds.
The DJ New Style Show is a show hosted by New Style and Germfic. It's the DJ New Style Show.
Can you stop saying it? You're aggravating me. You're fucking driving me to aggravation. So that was a pretty decent tweet that you expounded on, having a cluttered mind. A clogged and cluttered mind. But you know what? I think we freed some of it up. Another one that I have here, Frank. You consider yourself a bit of a not only a germ freak, but a grammar freak.
I do. Yes, you're correct.
You have in all caps. Now, right. when you type all caps, Frank, how do you intend it to be taken?
I'm shouting, yelling.
Shouting, yelling. You're upset. You want people to get this point across. There is no such word as ALOT or NOONE, a lot or no one. There's no such word as a lot or no one.
When I see people utilizing
shouting from the mountaintops.
Right. When I see people using what they think are words and are not words, I realize they have no education whatsoever. Okay?
Yeah.
A-L-O-T is not a word. It's A, another word, lot. If you want to use that word, it's two separate words.
Uh-huh.
And there's no such word as N-O-O-N-E. No one is two separate words, you fucking uneducated prick. It's two words, you douchebag. They're not one words. So when I see people typing that, I realize that there are pieces of shit.
Now, who?
And if it wasn't for me telling you that it was two words,
Frank,
would have still been doing that, Ken.
Which? No, not at all. Which?
No, I told you a lot was two words at one time.
You told me because I just typed it to be quick, which is something, by the way, I want to talk about a little later in the show. Quick typing, shorthand. We'll talk about that in a second. Who was the person that drove you to type this message in a
fury? I'm not
going to
divulge. Listen.
You have to.
No,
because
no, no, no.
This is bullshit. No. I'll find out. I'll just search.
No.
I'll search.
I'm not going to pinpoint anybody. I'm just saying in general, I know when I speak to people, it could have been an email I got. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just relaying my frustration.
Well,
but
here's the deal, tough guy. Here's the fucking deal. You have the balls to write in all caps on your Twitter, there's no such word as this or this, and you won't say it to who?
Saying it could have been somebody who sent me an email. You know, it could have been anybody.
Was it someone who sent you an email?
I'm not saying at all.
So it was definitely Twitter, because if you had an easy out and you didn't take it. So it was someone on Twitter. Here's the thing. If Frank follows you and you type that word, Frank is telling you you're an uneducated asshole.
No.
He just said it. He said whenever he sees the word A-L-O-T or N-O-O-N-E, he thinks that person is uneducated. So if Frank is following you and you've typed that today, Frank thinks Frank doesn't think a lot of your education.
Let me tell you something, fuckweed. It could have been something I saw on Facebook as well, so that's all I'm saying.
If you're Facebook friends with Frank and you've typed a lot or no one, he thinks you're a fucking dummy. And to really stick it to you, he posted it on Twitter without referencing your name. So there you go, everybody. It's twitter.com/thegermfreak.
I want you to be honest with me, okay? And don't try. I know you get off on disagreeing with me, but when you see somebody utilizing those words, does it bother you at all?
No. That, I'll tell you what, that doesn't. But when people fuck up your, there, and there, that bothers me. they are, or there. I just seen their car driving. I hate it. Fucking hate it when I see that. And people who can't get the right form of to, your, or their, that gets to me. That tells me that you don't give a shit about what you type. Now, you've said very often that you wish there was a spell check in Twitter, right?
Yes, I do.
And now, why is that? Because you've made mistakes, Frank? Is that right?
No. Well, I always check my – I will check and double check and sometimes triple check my spelling to make sure it's accurate.
You actually use like a dictionary or something?
No. I will just reread it to myself.
No.
If I don't know how to spell a word – I will type the word in and do perhaps a spell check on it, you know, in Google or whatever, because I don't want to look like a buffoon.
Yeah, but you do realize that Firefox, Chrome, Safari, these other browsers have that built in.
Oh, well, I understand what I'm saying. When you're on Twitter, I'm saying, or Facebook.
When you're on Twitter, when it doesn't matter what the fuck you're in, whatever you type, if it's misspelled, it'll underline it with like little red dots.
Are you serious?
It's been in fucking effect since like 2004.
Because I use IE.
Yeah, you do use Internet Explorer, fuckface. By the way, our buddy here, our friend, your friend, you know who he is, Frank? I believe he tells you a lot about In-N-Out Burger. I don't have the fucking...
Enough with the In-N-Out Burger, for Christ's sake.
What's going on here? I don't understand.
Whenever he goes to the fucking West Coast, all he talks about is the fucking In-N-Out Burger, and he sends me fucking pictures of it. I'm tired of it already. I don't give a shit about the fucking hamburgers anymore. God, oh, there's more to life than a fucking burger.
He just wants to fucking rub it in. Can you just fucking please just let him win? He likes his fucking, his In-N-Out.
Humiliation overload.
I'm trying to find it. I can't fucking
dominating.
Find it.
Dominating.
No, not that one. That's the first one that comes up. God damn it. Well, when we talk about Ed McGrath.
Humiliation.
There we go. He was saying that he caught you in a misspelling. Leech. L-E-A-C-H. You called somebody a leech. I don't know if you want to name names.
No, I don't want to name any
names. Yeah, you don't name names. But you said that this person was a leech and you typed L-E-A-C-H.
You're correct.
Are you aware that that is completely fucking wrong? Do you even know what that means?
Yes, I realized it. As soon as I hit send, I realized it. But by that time, it was too late.
And it was far too late. You know what? You could have deleted it and reposted it.
I couldn't have been bothered.
And then what would have happened is any reply made to that one tweet would have just been directed to no one.
Right.
So you could have actually undone that mess, but you didn't. You didn't
I
care.
Meant to say the word leech as in a bloodsucker. Mm. But I spelled it as though you're leeching fields of some sort. But whatever.
Yeah, well, whatever. It doesn't matter. So you don't want to name names?
No, there's no, for what? Regarding what?
A lot and no one.
No. I to God's honest truth, it's nobody.
Which one of the people you follow on Twitter is uneducated, according to you? Give us names,
listen,
Frank.
I'm not saying it to anybody specifically. It's just in
bastard.
General.
Here's
in
another general, tweet. Another tweet from Frank today. A banner day, by the way. Twitter.com/TheGermFreak. He says, Although the hole in my pants near my inner thigh is embarrassing, it makes it easier for me to scratch my very itchy leg.
Right. I have a hole in my wife has sewed my pants a couple of times, but because of my massive stomach, it keeps ripping the pants open. So what happens is I have a hole in my pants, and you can see my underwears and a little bit of my ding-a-ling. But what happens is it's easy. I also suffer from very itchy inner thigh, so it makes it easy for me to scratch my inner thigh.
So is that that's what you do now in public?
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
you basically just paw at yourself.
I'm scratching it right now as we speak.
Hmm.
So
the hole is in your pants that you wear every day?
Well, it's in one of the three pairs of jeans that fit me.
When are you going to replace them? Are you going to wear them after today?
Well, I'll just have her sew them again.
Now, are you thinking of cutting more holes in more pants so that you can access itchy places on you?
That didn't cross my mind, but now that you mention it...
If you hide it, like if you put it on your inseam,
right,
like under the balls, you might be able to put a pipe cleaner in there or something. Fucking bend it down. I'm itching my hole. God damn it. Yeah, Ed Humiliation McGrath, I don't know if I even... I feel bad calling him that at this point. He says he needs a trapdoor like in the old school pajamas so that you can just paw it yourself. Have you ever left a button open intentionally with the for the purpose of scratching when you're wearing a button-down shirt? Just leave one of the middle buttons open so you can kind of just get in there?
Have you?
Well, I have.
You wear like a fourth grade undershirt, so it's difficult for you.
What are you talking... What is a fourth grade undershirt?
Well, you wear an undershirt. You're a grown 30-year-old man. You wear undershirts still, so it's difficult for you to be able to scratch.
Wait, hold on. You're saying still as if I'm wearing Pampers. Do you understand that they fucking sell adult-sized fucking undershirts?
Right, but no grown man wears undershirts except you.
People that don't live to be disgusting wear undershirts. If you sweat a lot, it sops up the sweat. That's
at least
what
wear
it is.
A guinea tee.
No. Guinea tea. Like, I'm gonna sit and spit watermelon seeds out on my fucking front porch. Fucking terrible. Why would I do that?
And what's worse
and that
is,
doesn't serve my purpose. I need to sop up the underarm sweat.
And with you, it's not even... You don't even hide the fact that you're wearing the undershirt because you could see it underneath your collar.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes...
Have some dignity and decorum.
I'm wearing a t-shirt. I'm not exactly fucking going to make a speech on the podium. Ed McGrath has... posted a picture of him standing behind. Every profile picture now, he's at a fucking podium giving a lecture.
He's a badass, like he's behind a fucking...
What you do is you say you want a 4x4 and animal style. He's now lecturing the world on how to order from In-N-Out. He's been there so many fucking times at this point. He loves it. He just fucking loves it. Now, I got to get into this right now. I've decided, Frank. I know what you're all about. I know everything about you. I know how everything works with you now. And your entire mission in life is to be disgusting. You have a subconscious need to be disgusting. We have a caller here. If you want to call the show, it's 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ed from Las Vegas.
Ed from Las Vegas, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Hey, Frank.
Yes.
Guess who's on the evening news here in Las Vegas tonight?
Who?
That'd be me.
Ed, you're saying that you're on the evening news in Las Vegas?
Yeah, there was about a 2.5 second clip of me at a convention that I was at here in Las Vegas.
Did they just need a stock photo for? did they need a stock photo for to describe the word John?
It was the one behind the podium too.
Whoa! What the fuck is that?
So Frank,
I think they were doing a documentary on In-N-Out Burger or something.
Yeah,
Frank, I had animal fries the other day, and I words can't describe how good they were. Do you know what animal fries are?
Yes, I know what animal fries are.
Frank, what are they?
Can you?
What are they, Frank? Go ahead.
They're fries with stuff on them, like cheese and gravy and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I think those are disco fries.
Yeah.
Well, they're called disco fries in Jersey.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah, you know. Sure you know.
Yeah.
They're the fries from In-N-Out Burger. We're like gook all over it.
Ed, why don't you just tell us what it is, because Frank's going to keep fucking floundering about.
Yeah, Frank, it is fries with...
grilled onions and melted cheese.
You just looked it up, you fuck!
And Thousand Island.
You just looked it up, you fuck.
Well, how the fuck would I know? I don't eat there.
Well, don't act like you know, you fuck! Don't act like you know. What is wrong with you?
I heard of it before, but my friend Dan and Cal eats it a lot.
Yeah, he likes the animal style. So, Ed, you're a big celebrity now. They put you on the news in Las Vegas. Are you still out that way now?
Yes, I am, I must, and Frank, this is something I didn't tell you. I had a new experience here a couple days ago.
You didn't pay for sex?
Well...
I'm sorry,
no,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. I visited what they like to call an AMP.
An AMT?
Yes. Frank, you know what an AMP is?
AMP?
Yes.
A, like amp, the spells amp?
Well, yeah. You know what the abbreviation means, Frank? AMP.
The only AMP I know is Applied Measurement Professional. That's all I know.
Anal minus payment.
I'm sure it has something to do with sex. So what is it?
No, it's Asian Massage Parlor, Frank.
Oh, God. Very good.
Was this one of those kind where they jerk you off at the end?
And they have like a fucking a set of monkey bars over the table so they can walk on your back?
Exactly. Yep. I visited one of those for the first time. I opted for the 45-minute massage. So she did the back for about 20 minutes, flipped over, did the front.
Now how did you make the move, Ed? Did you say something? Did she motion for you? Did she just tap on you and say, okay, all right, come on, turn over?
Well, she got to that part of the anatomy, and knowing what I know,
hold on. You're on your stomach, she gets to your ass, and when she's massaging your ass cheeks, you decide it's time to turn over now and say, guess what time it is?
No. She actually finished the back. She ended with my feet, and then she did flip over.
Okay.
Problem, Frank?
She went from rubbing your feet to stroking your cock?
No, you dumb prick. That's when she had me flip over, you stupid fuck.
Okay, so you flipped over. While she was...
Yeah.
Did she use her mouth at any point?
No.
She used her hands while she was jerking you off with her small Asian hands. Did you make any conversation or give her words of encouragement? Like, yeah, that's it. Did you say anything to her? Anything at all?
No. Well, it was awkward how we got to that. There was a negotiation involved, and you're jumping to the end. Literally.
I'm sorry.
Ed,
please take us through the entire 45 minutes of your rub down.
I don't want to go that way. I'll start from the point where I flipped over. She did the shoulders, and then she got to the legs, the that side of the legs, and then it seemed as though she got to a point where she was kind of paused, and I'm like, do you have any extras available? I figure that's the way she said it. So then she closed the door real quickly. She said, shh. And then she's like, oh, that cost a such and such amount of money. I offered half of that, and we settled somewhere in the middle.
So she's acting like hush-hush, like she hasn't just done this fucking 15 other times.
Now, was she like an older Asian, like a mama-san?
What the fuck?
A what?
Was she a mama-san?
Was she a female Pat Morita, or was she Daniel-san's girlfriend?
Was she a good-looking Asian woman, or did she? What did she look like?
She was probably about my age, I'd say mid-30s.
Did she look like a Mugwai salesman?
No, she was not bad-looking at all, by any stretch.
Oh my opa. Okay, so she wasn't bad. She wasn't bad. And,
no, not at all.
And so was there eye contact? Please describe all the awkward intricacies of the transaction.
It was very awkward. She's like, shh, don't talk loud about it, I guess. I don't know fucking why. But as we're negotiating, she's ever so lately rubbing on that area as to, kind of further entice the transaction.
Yeah, yeah.
Did she have gloves on?
No, Frank.
Did she have a karate gi?
No.
Oh.
So she jerked you off with bare hands. The same bare hands she probably jerked another guy off with half hour before you got there. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Possibly.
Did she make you take a dietary supplement made from ground up tiger penis?
Now, Ken, let me ask you a question. You are not a germaphobe like myself. However, And assuming you weren't, didn't have a girlfriend or whatever.
Are you suggesting that, Frank, if I were single?
Right. Would you partake in a place like that?
Yeah, uh-huh. So you're saying if I were single, would I go through with this? Would I allow an ungloved Asian to stroke me off to completion for a nominal fee?
Yes.
You're darn tootin'. As long as that nominal fee was $0. I gotta say, Ed, paying for it's not my thing. You know what I mean? It's for some people, it's just not as Jeff likes to say, in my wheelhouse. God, if I have to hear that fucking phrase again.
But it's not my thing.
But let me just say this: if I'm out on if I meet a girl and that night she's going to do it, and I'm a single guy, I wouldn't ask her to put a glove on. So okay. In Ed's situation, you know, he may be paying to make it happen. Right.
But you realize that there's a good chance she did it to other guys before he got there.
Yeah, you know what?
And she could still have some cum, dry cum on her hands.
Yeah, she probably could. Now she's gonna have mine.
Listen. I'm asking you in all sincerity. It wouldn't freak you out. Like, you would let her jerk you off after she could have had her hand on somebody else's cock.
I mean, what's going to happen? A little water's going to come on it, and a tiny man is going to all of a sudden be animated? No. Frank, it's just dry jizz. It's everywhere you go.
So my point is, you don't mind having some guy's dry jizz on your ding-dong. Is that what you're saying?
I would rather have the woman's hand. And if the woman's hand accidentally, in the cracks of her skin, had some dry jizz, I'm not thinking about that dry jizz. I'm thinking about putting mine somewhere.
You are a qualified homo.
I'm a qualified homo because I won't ask a woman to put a rubber glove on before she jerks me off.
Because you want to rub some guy's jizz on you for lubrication.
I don't think that's the part of the transaction. Because then you would have to actually say, put jizz on your hand. Because you're worrying about it being there, and you're worrying that it might make you gay. I think that's what it is. You're too concerned with the fact that this has potential to put you in the gay category.
A wound or a paper cut. Now, when she's grasping,
wait, what is she operating a fucking string trimmer? She's jerking people off in a back room.
Can I please let me finish my thoughts? Okay, I'm begging you. If she has a wound or a paper cut, and she's stroking your ding dong, and it opens up that wound, the blood could get into your urethra, and you can get the HIV. Don't you understand what I'm saying?
Ed fucks whores without a condom in their asshole.
Ken, if this woman had a bloody hand, would you let her jerk your ding dong?
No. If she had cake mix on her fucking hand, I wouldn't let her do it because I don't like stickiness. If I could see a load on her hand, and she's like, "What? Well, it's nothing." I wouldn't do it. If I can't see anything, I'm fine. I don't worry about the invisible microbes that you just that paralyze you with fear. It's not part of my list of worries.
Frank is deathly afraid of semen. He's even afraid of his own.
You know what it is? He's not even afraid of semen. He's afraid that doing something where there may be semen is going to make him gay. That's what he's afraid of.
No.
That's what it is.
Gay, but some diseases of some sort.
I said gay. Well, so wait, Ed, you're saying his own?
Oh, yeah. He can't get his own semen anywhere near him. It would freak him out.
That's not true. And how would you know about my semen anyway?
Frank, have you ever accidentally blasted a load in your face? That laugh is very telling. So, Ed, was it...
Was it, baby! You know you want it!
No one wants it. We all know it happened, and no one wants to hear about it. Ed, so no banter back and forth? Any nodding or blinking or anything like that? Or did she just look at it and just take care of business?
Oh man, she knew how to handle the equipment. Let's just put it that way. It was that part of the massage was.
Did she give you a side of beef and broccoli at the end?
Wow, that you wanted to. By the way, Frank, last week you said something I said was very hacky. Wow. What you just said was probably you should be in the fucking Catskills adjusting your bow tie and spinning a fucking
how
cane.
How long did it take before
you asshole
the you let loose on there?
No more than a minute.
Jesus Christ! And how much did you pay?
Well, it started out as $100, and then I offered $50, and then we settled in the middle.
So it's like $75.
$75. $75.
This bitch is getting $4,500 an hour to jerk you off. Jesus Christ! Oh my God! You know what, Frank? I have to think you'd be fucking willing to jerk people off for $4,500 an hour.
$4,500 an hour?
Yeah, that's the rate this bitch is getting. But the thing is, you'd have to practice to get as good as this Asian woman that stroked Ed off. Well, Ed, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you for sharing some of your...
humiliation.
Yes.
Oh, Frank, I got you a souvenir.
Yeah.
Was it? Is it a test tube?
He calls me the other day. He says, "What size shirt are you?" Now, God, I hope the guy didn't get the shirt after he got his dick stroked.
What's the time limit?
What do you think she wiped it off on?
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Oh my God.
Okay. Thank you, Ed.
Well, Ed, don't say it like that. Is that how you said it to her when you left, when you were struggling to put your pants back on and she was, like, ushering you out the door?
Ed, wait, let me just ask, Ed, when you ejaculate, did it drizzle over her hand? Like vanilla ice cream dripping of some sort?
No, it kind of shot. It went, yeah.
It shot where?
Up in the air.
All over the hot rocks that she's going to put on the next guy's back.
And then what happened? It just... fell on your stomach?
It sizzled like an omelet on the hot rocks.
Oh, God.
All right, listen. Ed, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, buddy. I really do. All right. Frank, I got to take a piss and or shit. I think we need to take a quick break here. This is the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com on Hear Us Talk. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be!
The DJ New Style Show will be back after... something. When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good. But there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Hear Us Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Hear Us Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us. I'm DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're going to be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together. Post images. Play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HearUsTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you.
Hey, this is Keith from Best in Show Radio. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Check out Best in Show Radio every Thursday night at 8 p.m. here on HearUsTalk.com.
So I was thinking of a funny story yesterday of what happened. I was sitting on a bus once about a year ago.
Touching?
I'm in these single seats, right? The single seats, and I'm sitting there. I have this bag, this backpack, and it had like these tassel things on it that I never bothered taking off when somebody gave me the bag because it's like almost like hair, like horse hair or something. It feels like.
I'm gonna go so far as to say creepiest bag ever.
Okay, well, yeah, it was pretty creepy, but it was attached to the zipper. But like, I didn't bother ever taking it off because it was a pain in the ass. So I'm just sitting there playing with it. And anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm like daydreaming, staring out the window, and I'm sitting there like whittling this tassel hair on my fingers, and I keep going back to it, and then all of a sudden it feels like a lot. And I'm thinking, like, what is this? What's going on right here? And I look down, and there's this girl sitting in front of me with long hair that's hanging over the back.
You've been dreading
of
the girl's
the bar,
hair.
And I'm just sitting here playing with the bottom of her hair.
Is there anything in the world better than being a young lady who gets on a bus than the creepy fat bald dude behind you playing with your hair? What's better than that?
Just hearing sniffing sounds from the back.
She was a young Asian girl, so apparently young Asian girls get their hair played with a lot on the bus.
Yeah, she wanted that seat that bad, right? That's what she got.
Yeah, she ran in, she got that seat, and all you gotta get your hair played with.
Check out Best in Show Radio every Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. and the DJ New Style Show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on HearUsTalk.com or in the Pal Talk Hear Us Talk Radio chat room. Best in Show Radio is proud to be part of the Hear Us Talk Radio Network.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Ah, that's what you do, ladies and gentlemen. Microwavable foods and PS3. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. By the way, Thursday night, I know you're not doing anything because you're a loser and you're listening to this. And if you're not a loser and you're so fucking great, get off your goddamn high horse and listen to Best in Show. 8 to 11 p.m. every Thursday night right here on Hear Us Talk. That's bestinshowradio.com. And on Friday nights, Culture Enema with Jeff and JMF, 9 to 12 a.m. They have to go, you know, an extra hour beyond what I do. Excuse me. That's Friday nights, 9 p.m., 12 a.m. HearUsTalk.com. All times Eastern. Right, Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't be any less enthused talking about this.
I just, before we continue on with the program, I just want to just do a quick shout out to somebody who could maybe help me. I have an HP OfficeJet Pro L7680 all-in-one printer, and it got jammed. The jam is fixed, but it's still showing an error of being jammed. It won't let me print. So if anybody's familiar with how to correct this problem, if you could please get in contact with me, I'd be much obliged. Thank you.
Humphrey PH, you hear your call. Please help our friend Frank. Frank, are you you're really asking for tech support?
Yeah. I fixed the problem one other time.
Yeah,
but
GoWeed, it just directed you to the place to go for help. hp.com/support.
Yeah, hey, goat dick. I realize that, but you know what?
Goat dick, huh?
I'm not finding my answer, okay?
Interesting. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who is this?
Yeah, this is tech support.
Tech support? Is this tech support for HP?
Yeah, but did you try rebooting your browser?
I know this guy. Frank, did you try?
Undo my browser.
Did you try getting a new browser? Did you try it, yes or no? Answer the person.
No, but it has nothing to do with the browser. It's got nothing to do with the internet. I wasn't even on the internet when I was using it.
What browser are you using? Yeah, what browser are you using, Frank?
I'm using a Windows 7.
Is that it? Windows 7 is not your browser, it's your operating system.
Right.
You're using Internet Explorer 7?
I'm using IE.
Oh, excuse me, HP support, is IE okay for him, for his printer?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Firefox man myself.
No, you're usually a Chrome guy, I thought, but that's okay. It's all right. So, thank you for calling, I guess. I mean, that'll just solve all his problems if he gets Firefox, you're saying?
Oh. Yeah. Put your browser.
Yeah, okay.
Now, so, I don't know if this is Rain Man
or
Alex Webbs.
A new browser. I think it was Alex Webbs who, by the way, has blocked my cell phone after he accidentally called me. He accidentally called my phone. I didn't, you know, I didn't realize that it was accidental. I called back.
People...
He picked up. Hello? I'm going, hey, what's up? Click. I call back again. This number has been... the subscriber has blocked your number, or whatever the fuck the message is.
A lot of people, you know, you're describing this, Alex Webb. A lot of people don't know who this individual is, but this is a guy you took under your wing. You told me one time you considered him to be your little brother.
Yeah, I did. I did. If my little brother were a wormy cocksucker who loved Google Chrome and couldn't speak proper English. If that was my brother, Frank, then I considered him exactly that. But the thing is, Frank... You're talking about all this tech support stuff, all this, you know what you don't have any problems with? You have problems with your printers, but you'll never have problems with ICU2. That's ICU, the number 2. It's the best way to chat face-to-face from any place, Frank. Do you understand?
It's award-winning software.
It is. It was the 2009 winner of the People's Choice Award for Internet Communication. And you can use ICU2. You go there, ICU2.com. That's ICU, the number 2.com. And download it on your Windows PC. Install it. Try it out. Do you have a Mac? Okay. Well, you can here's what you can do. You can wait for the Mac version, or you can install Windows on it and enjoy the splendor that is ICU2. You go on there. They don't cap the number of videos you can watch. They don't cap the number of friends you can have. It's free to try. Go there today. ICU2.com. As Frank said, 2009 People's Choice Award winner. I think they're in the hunt for 2010. What do you think, Frank?
No doubt.
If I'm in Bangalore, Frank, can I be face-to-face with somebody using ICU2?
You bet.
ICU2.com. Frank, before the break... What?
No, go ahead.
Wait, dude, I'm sorry. You just got me to make a noise here. Why are you doing that?
I don't know. I've been making these noises.
Why are you why are you doing that?
I can't stop with it. But it's maybe it's OCD or something. I don't know.
I'm sorry. You just make these noises now?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Right. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Don't start fucking praying, please, because you know what happened last week.
Oh, yeah. You cast a spell on me, and you got fucked.
Wait, I didn't cast a spell on you. First of all, I did a mock prayer. Do you understand? Right. The minute you start calling prayers spells, you start to degrade the religion that you believe in. You can't call them fucking spells. We're not LARPing. Steve the LARPer is not hitting you in the back of the head with a fucking beanbag that you used to use for the shuttle run and fucking grade school.
Wish me bad luck on my equipment, and then you got your equipment fucked.
I did, but you know what? Your fax line's probably still broken, I bet, right?
No, it's fixed, thank God.
Oh, congratulations! Have you got any faxes since?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a good thing that you worried.
Oh, I did get a fax from a homo who likes... But we didn't finish my tweet discussion, did we?
I don't think we did. We had one. What were we on, actually? The hole in your pants and the fact that you're a disgusting, filthy animal?
Mm-hmm.
That you love to complain about germs and you love to tell everybody about all the things that happen to you, your itchy legs, your bleeding asshole, right?
Right.
You love this. You get enjoyment out of this. You're not afraid of germs. You revel in germs. You revel in your own filth. Think of it, Frank. YouTube.com/HearUsTalk. The videos are there. You sniffing your own shoe and going, oh, it's so bad. I just can't stop smell. You're sniffing your disgusting fucking feet. You're looking at boogers that you spit all over your fucking keyboard that are on
Tumblr.
That
was actually a chunk of mucus.
Yeah. And by the way, Frank, you've been hacking this shit up for days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I posted a picture on my Twitter of my mucus chunk.
Was that the first one that you did that day?
I don't know. I think so.
That's not what you told me. You told me that you were...
Well, I did it on the keyboard was the first one.
No, you told me that earlier that day...
All right.
You hacked something, and I'm not letting you slide.
Oh, I accidentally hacked... I hacked... Because when I sneeze, mucus comes out of my mouth.
Hold on, listen. What you need to do is go to djnewstyleshow.tumblr.com and look at the picture of Frank's disgusting mucus. And now you'll have a frame of reference for what he's about to tell everybody. So when you sneeze, comes out of your mouth.
I sneeze through my mouth. I don't sneeze through my nose. I sneeze through my mouth. So when I sneeze through my mouth, instead of snots coming through my nose, because I don't sneeze through my nose, I sneeze through my mouth, mucus flies out of my mouth.
Yeah, like a pregnant woman breaking water. This mucus plug comes out of you. And I said, that's disgusting. Did it just happen to you? And you told me that wasn't the first one that day.
Yesterday afternoon, I sneezed and the chunk landed on my daughter's back. But I didn't say anything to her because if I told her, she'd start going crazy.
So you sneezed and projected a glob of mucus on your daughter's back.
My daughter's back. But I couldn't say anything to her because if I did, she would start crying. And it would just have been, you know, bedlam. So, you know, she was going to be getting in her pajamas anyway in a couple, you know, within a half hour. So it really didn't matter.
But it was on her shirt, right?
Well, her back of her shirt.
Any of it on her hair?
I don't know if it was on her hair. Well, she does have long hair, so it may have got – I don't think it was on her hair.
So
but
now
who knows?
Here's the deal. If any of it got on her hair, it's now on her pillow. It's embedded in her sheets. You're disgusting. She would have probably appreciated you telling her, oh, hold on, I just projected fucking sputum all over your hair and back.
She would have cried bloody murder, believe me.
But then she would have showered and would have been fine, but you just let her go on.
Well, this is the little...
Did Donna discover it?
No, she didn't discuss. I didn't tell the kids either, because if I told the kids, the other kids, they would tell on me.
I'm going to tell the kids.
No, don't say
I'm going to tell the kids. Next time I'm over there, I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to print an 8x10 of that loogie that you have on our blog. I'm going to frame it, present it to your wife, and then say, kids, gather around. This is what your father projected on this one. And then everybody will laugh in unison. Your kid will feel terrible about herself. And you'll come down the stairs with a donut half sticking out of your mouth. I have this all fucking planned out. The donut will be Boston cream. There'll be all Boston cream all over your fucking face. You'll be so shocked that you'll sneeze, and a mixture of Boston cream and fucking sputum will just project on the other remaining two unspat upon kids. And then everybody will be covered with your fucking disgusting spit, except me, because I will have already left. And your family will be destroyed, and you will be left with nothing but you, half of a donut, and spit. I have it all planned out.
I bet you do.
When you want to hang out? Thursday, cool?
I bet you do.
Thursday? No?
I'll let you know.
Oh, and I'm going to take a picture of a rat, and I'm going to tell them that it looks like Mickey Mouse has a pointy cousin.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Mickey Mouse has a pointy cousin, and he loves to work out on your treadmill.
No, don't do that. Do not do that.
I won't do that, Frank. I don't want to ruin your life at all. I don't. Even though you're fucking disgusting. You were proud of that sneeze. Admit that. You were very proud of that sneeze.
I was proud of the chunk of mucus. So I'm not going to deny that.
And you tried to get it out, and you just kind of lodged it in there. Like, that. I'm never going to use your keyboard now, because that fucking disease is in between the cracks of the keys.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
So, like, you can't even shake the crumbs out from the keyboard anymore, because it's almost like you've glazed it. There are about 7 keys that are no longer, they no longer have a gap. Like, when tomorrow, you'll press the key down, and it'll go, you'll have to break the seal every time. It just hardens again. Very disgusting. And you know what else? You're not only... Excuse me? You don't only exhibit sneeze pride. You exhibit fecal blood pride.
You know, this is getting a little too graphic.
You're very proud of your ass blood.
I'm not proud of it at all.
Then why haven't you done anything to fucking fix it? Why are you still bleeding from your asshole?
It's not my asshole. It's the skin around my asshole.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why are you bleeding where your underwear goes? At 40 fucking years old, why haven't you found a solution? Do some, either you love it, or you're too fucking scared to even change anything to prevent blood from down there.
Listen, you know what? I don't want to get into a whole diatribe of everything. The fact of the matter is, I have itchy skin. And sometimes when you scratch your skin too much, it bleeds. It's pretty much what it comes down to.
Stop scratching so much. Put a lotion on it.
I creamed up my ass last night. I told you that. It.
Well, now you have ass cream pride.
No, I
you also have toe cheese pride. You were telling me with a fucking... And I could tell you were smiling. You can hear a smile on someone's face. You were basically talking about your toe cheese
and the dead skin, like
somebody would describe their fucking grandson's soccer game. You were talking
about
this.
No. I'm going to correct you. It's not toe cheese, toe jam, anything. I don't have dirt in between my toes because I wash them thoroughly. What I have is I have dead skin in between my toe, and the skin I pull it off because I floss between my toes.
You said there was pus.
Well, there's pus and skin.
So that's cheese.
Well, it's not from dirt.
No, but
it's not from the...
Does it have to be from dirt? Shit isn't dirt. You know, pus is not dirt. It's disgusting.
I don't want to get people sick. You know, I really don't want to get people sick. It's you know, this is PG-13.
Will you admit that you kind of get off? Not really get off, but you get excited by being disgusting?
No, I don't get excited by the death.
You do.
I do.
You
get,
fucking do.
I do get excited about, you know, satisfying itches. I'm one big itch ball. My whole body is itchy. So I enjoy dental flossing between my toes to get rid of the itch. It's almost a high.
Yeah.
But there's a tweet. There's one last tweet I don't think you mentioned.
I didn't.
This is a tweet that's near and dear to my heart.
near and dear to your heart. This is a tweet from today. Twitter.com/thejermfreaks.
If you want to read it, if you could read it for me.
There are two that I didn't
about the
read.
Quoting.
Oh, okay. A lot of people on Twitter like to post quotes.
Right.
And they inspire themselves, and they hope to inspire others with these quotes.
Right.
Frank writes, and again, this is going to be another fucking attack based at somebody you won't name, but he writes, if you're going to be a quoter, then acknowledge the quotee.
Right. All right. I'm sick of people putting quotes in their Facebook or their Twitter and people thinking that it was them who created it and them who wrote it, okay? And not giving proper credit to the author or the source of the quote, okay? Don't try and get one over on me, mister. Okay, you put after that you write that quote, first of all you put it in quotation marks. You put a period, then a little hyphen, and you put in italics the name of the author who wrote the quote.
I just quoted on Tumblr, or on Twitter, rather. I put, I prefer a burning ass over an itchy ass.
What you have to do is you have to quote me now.
I put it in quote marks, so it's a quote.
Right, but then you have to put me as the source.
There's not enough characters.
So what I do is...
There's not enough characters.
Listen to me. First of all, that's something I don't appreciate, number one, but let me get back to that. When I see people on Facebook or whatever putting quotes down, what I will do is I will copy that quote and I will paste it in Google. I will then hit the search button and find out where that quote came from. I will then go back on Facebook and mention, oh, I like that author as well. So they know they didn't get one over on me. I know who the real quotee is. Don't be a quotee if you're not a quoter.
Give me an example. Who did this?
I cannot mention names.
So if I search your Facebook for you commenting on someone's profile?
This may have been a couple weeks ago. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm gonna actually check your profile right now.
You may have to go back in time.
I'm going to find out who you did it for. I'm going to announce it here.
It may have been somebody from high school.
So it was someone from high school, and you're really sticking it to them by saying, oh, I love that author as well?
Yes.
Did you name the author, or did you just use the word
the author?
Of course
I named the author.
Well, excuse me, you rotten fuck. I'm not the one trolling Facebook
for people to get. As I mentioned before, you don't like to agree with me, but does that bother you when people write quotes and don't give acknowledgement?
You know
what
bothers me? When people write quotes. If I want an uplifting thing, I'll buy myself a fucking Hallmark card. I don't need your fucking Twitter or Facebook to tell me to hang in there or whatever. A woman is without a man is like a fish without a bicycle or whatever the fuck it is. Some just bullshit. You can't think of something yourself to write. You don't have an original thought. Oh, you have to go into the well and pull out shit from fucking 50 years ago? Who gives a fuck? No one cares. The only people that appreciate the quotes are the people who are incapable of original thought. And I said it. I said it, Shaq. Step up, bitch. I'm sorry. Shaq on Twitter is one of those people that quotes. And so is Diddy. They don't know who I am. They don't give a fuck. But
I hate
them.
You know what I did today? I follow a couple of well-known people.
Did you? Who did you decide to...
And one of them is Ebert Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You know who Ebert is? Roger Ebert, the...
Yeah, I'm familiar with him.
Who I like to call Jawless Man now.
Oh, that's nice, by the way. That's very nice.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Hold on, you classless fuck. You call him Jawless Man, but then you follow him on Twitter. And you try to get some exposure by replying to one of his fucking things. I saw that.
I'm going to see how long it takes for a celebrity to respond back to me.
He won't, Frank.
Why won't he?
Because you're nobody. That he has a ton of people following him. Who are you? You called him the jawless one. The guy had fucking cancer. It's not like he fucking signed up for an elective jaw removal.
Listen, God knows I'm only kidding.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he did, because I have my toes crossed.
Ugh. But listen to me. You can't. It's impossible. You have too much cheese.
Listen to me. So what I did was I was watching old videos of him and Siskel and Ebert. Some outtakes, and I copied it and put it in there and directed toward him and just said that this was very amusing or something like that to see if he would respond.
And did he?
The bastard did not respond.
He's a bastard now. He is a bastard. Frank, he has 116,000 people following him. How many
do you
have?
How do you know if they'll follow him?
I just looked it up now.
Oh.
Welcome to the information age, Frank, where everything is at our fingertips. Frank, how many followers do you have?
I think I have like 105 or something like that.
And you still don't manage to reply to everybody. It's impossible for you to reply to every tweet, and you only have 108. He has 100 and fucking something thousand. You're lucky if he's lucky if he gets the 16 people to reply to. And some people don't even fucking do that. Why are we doing the Twitter show? That's what I want to fucking know. Well, speaking of Twitter, obviously, you know that Miley Cyrus, big-time celebrity, a few months ago, right, deleted her Twitter and made such a hilarious rap video on YouTube or whatever. I came across a news article that was sent to me where she says, "The internet wastes your life." It's MTV.com. She says, "The internet wastes your life. I have a lot more real friends as opposed to friends who are on the internet who I'm talking to, which is, like, not cool, not safe, not fun, and most likely not real." Oh, I'm sorry, Miley Cyrus. The internet is wasting your life. Then why do you have a fucking website? What? This is the fucking thing. I don't like children that feel that they're so fucking knowledgeable that they're in a position to impart advice to the world. This bitch wore a fucking wig on fucking the Disney Channel for a few years. Like, why should anybody fucking listen to her, Frank? Do you ever find a child actor?
I can't imagine that these are her words. I would have to assume that
she
these
said
are
it. She,
I would have to assume that these are publicist's words.
No,
that
she said it in a fucking interview. Do you understand?
I understand that, but I don't think that I think she was told to say this. Don't you know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean, but the publicist probably wouldn't have had her say, which is like not cool. I'm telling kids, don't go on the internet. It's dangerous. It's not fun. It wastes your life. And you should be playing outside, playing sports or something. Or maybe being outside, not consuming any of your fucking worthless content. You bitch, Miley Cyrus. You didn't reply to my tweet, Miley. And then you deleted your account. That'll never happen.
And she was one of the highest followers on Twitter at one time.
I never. I don't follow celebrities. I have a list.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Can I finish my
you
statement?
Followed,
I don't follow celebrities, but I've just started, and I've created a list of celebrities worth following. These are celebrities that don't just promote themselves.
Right. And give credit to the person who told you to follow a particular celebrity.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about?
A
particular celebrity? Are you referring to Danny DeVito?
Yes, I started following him first, and then you saw that I was following him, and you started following him. And don't sit here and deny it.
Frank, the guy is a fucking legend.
I wouldn't call him a legend.
He's a fucking legend!
I wouldn't call him a legend.
What are you talking about?
He's an actor.
The guy has been in shit for decades.
Right, but... But that's
He's
not
a
my
funny
point.
Man.
I mentioned that I followed him, and lo and behold, the next day you were following him. Okay, so I want you to give credit.
I'll give credit to the person that told me to follow him.
And that was who?
That is Frank Garland.
Who?
Twitter.com/Frank Garland.
You son of a bitch.
He has no tweets, but he sent me a DM.
The big thing with Danny DeVito is he takes photographs of his foot. He calls himself Trollfoot.
Yeah.
And he puts them in different areas.
Well, I want you to give him credit for fucking going on about your toe cheese. You fuck. You don't have an original thought in your head. You claim to be the original follower of Danny DeVito. You told me I'm thinking of taking pictures of my foot. I'm gonna call him gnome toes.
You're a fucking liar.
That's what you told me.
You're a fucking liar.
And I didn't follow Danny DeVito. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good idea because you know it would look like enough. And you're like, well, what about like Hobbit Pod? Or something like that. I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you just call it Trollfoot? He's like, nah, I can't. That's stupid. That's stupid. No one would.
I follow three famous people. The one is Ebert Chicago, Danny DeVito, and William Shatner, who ends his every quote with, "My best, Bill."
I don't want to follow.
He was turning 79 today, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. I'll have to give him a fucking gift. Here's a fucking Amazon gift card, Bill. Go fuck yourself. Thanks for repping Priceline. Fucking organization of thieves. fucking.
Oh, because they fucked you over. I remember that.
You rug-headed cocksucker. I got something here. Frank, you're a bald man. You have tried the toupee. Do you ever see somebody wearing a toupee and you can tell that's not their hair color or hairstyle anymore? And it's so obvious they're wearing a toupee. Like, is there
the old joke of obviously, or you could tell that sometimes they have the toupee real greasy.
Yeah, it looks real, like the comb marks look permanent, you know? And I'm wondering, like, why would anybody get a fucking hairpiece? Because now you're locked into that cover, that color and hairstyle forever.
Right.
Right. Well, I don't know how it works.
Like Burt Reynolds, you know, he has a whole slew of them.
You have to get multiple? Listen, is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I give respect to those actors.
It's a hair system.
I give respect to actors who don't utilize a toupee, such as James Garner, the former Rockford File actor. He realized that he's bald and he doesn't utilize a toupee. So I give respect to individuals of that nature.
Is this it? Is that what it's all about, Manny? Eating, drinking, snorting, and fucking? Then what? You're 50 and you got a bag for a belly, tits with hair on them, and your liver's got spots and you're looking like these fucking rich mummies in here. Is that what it's all about?
It's not so bad, Tony. It could be worse.
Is that what I work for? With these hands? Is that what I kill for this? A junkie? A fucking junkie for a wife? Who never eats nothing? Who wakes up with a quaalude? Who sleeps all day with black shades on? Who won't fuck me because she's in a coma?
Tony, you're drunk.
Is this how it ends? I thought I was a winner. Fuck it, man. I can't even have a fucking kid with her womb so fucking polluted. I can't even have a fucking little baby.
You son of a bitch. You fuck. How dare you talk to me like that? You call yourself a man? What makes you so much better than me? What do? Do your drugs kill people? Oh, that's wonderful, Tony. A real contribution to human history. You want a kid? What kind of father do you think you'd make, Tony? What kind of stories are you going to tell the kid before he goes to sleep at night? You're going to drive him to school in the mornings, Tony. You really think you're going to still be alive by the time he goes to school, Tony? You're dreaming, Tony. You're dreaming.
Sit down before I kill you.
You think of yourself as a husband too, Tony. But did you ever stay home without having six of your goons around all the time? I have Nick the Pig as a friend. What kind of life is that, Tony? What kind of life is that? Oh, Tony, don't you see? Don't you see what we've become? We're losers, honey. We're not winners.
Go on, get a cab home. You're stoned. Manny.
I'm not stoned, Tony. I'm not stoned. You're so stoned you don't even know it.
All right, I'm stoned, Manny. Come on, baby.
No, you stay right here, Manny. I'm not going home with you. I'm not going home with anybody. I'm going home alone. I'm leaving you, Tony. I don't need this shit anymore.
Let her go. Another quaalude and she'll love me again. And scene. Frank, what made you choose this particular scene?
It just brings back memories. This particular scene, this particular movie. Just a movie I saw with my father back in 1983 when I was age 13. And I thought, I remember it was a good scene, so...
I've never seen the movie. I'm going to tell you right now. I've never seen Scarface.
Now, I wonder how many people guessed it was Scarface.
Oh, did I give it away? Is that
yes.
What
I like to make a little game out of it, but
I'm sorry I spoiled your fucking movie from 1983, as you like to say.
Well, I've picked the last 10 fucking movies, so maybe next week...
This is your thing. You came up with this. I didn't dream this up. You dreamt it up. Fucking made you up. You know what you are. You're fucking semantic blockage. That's what made you up. You're a fucking programmer named Christine Gontarev who fucked up, fell in love, but that's it. Anyway, Frank, enough of that. Enough of that. We went, we hung out this weekend. On Saturday. You gonna put that one on the cue key now? Where are you gonna put that? Where did you put it?
No, I spit it into a tissue.
Classy. God, do you think you could pass your fucking your diseases onto your dogs? Do your dogs ever get snotty noses and shit?
Yeah, my Sophie's got she's got like a little I like to call her Black Olive Nose. She's got a little Black Olive Nose.
Yeah.
It's a little soft, little ridgy nose. I like to nibble it a little bit, and sometimes I lick it, because sometimes she...
fucking nibble her nose and lick her nose?
Sometimes her nose runs, so I'll just lick it for her a little bit. It's a little salty, but I like to clean her every once in a while.
You're bullshitting. You don't lick her nose.
No, I do. I nibble on her nose, and I bite her nose a little bit.
They put their nose in their own shit.
No, they come close, but they don't actually stick their nose in the shit.
Jesus Christ. So you actually do you ever do it when they have snotty, runny noses?
Well, I'll wipe the snot with my hand, but then if the nose is dry, I'll just nibble the noses a little bit. I like to nibble on Marvin's nose because it's like a little black olive.
Yeah.
Like a little black olive.
So this is what dog ownership is for you. Just nibbling on noses and all that.
Or sometimes I tie up their muzzles.
You know what? You told me to do that to Teddy yesterday when we were prepping.
Yeah, your dog was annoying the fuck out of me last night.
He was barking. And you know what? You know what else? I found out why he was barking. Because he had to shit. But I had taken him out 4 fucking times. He would keep barking. It was raining last night. I guess he doesn't like to shit in the rain, which is really rewarding for me. Because now I've locked into a deal where I have to be involved and drop everything I'm doing whenever this fucking dog gets a little tickle in his anus that he's got to fucking let go of some of the iams he ate over the course of the fucking day.
It's pronounced iams.
I say iams.
It's pronounced iams.
No, it's not.
It's pronounced iams.
It's not iams. That would be I-M-E. It's fucking iams, you fuck. It's iams.
It's iams.
Don't fight me on this, bald man. Did they sell it at the Experience? The Experience? The Shopping Experience is what it's called. The Experience.
I don't buy that expensive stuff. I just buy.
Give them leftover toe cheese and
you know what it. I make for them? I make my dog. It looks like a little tuna fish can.
Yeah,
and I take it out. I dump it into a paper plate so it's still in the form of the can. I put a slice of cheese on top of it, and I melt it in the microwave for about 45 seconds, and I give it to them like a little casserole. They enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, he shit on my rug. Teddy did. That's why he was barking. He had the shit. But he didn't want to shit in the rain, so he shit in the rug. And I feel like dog ownership is very, very rewarding.
Well, he was crying to let you know that he wanted to go out.
I let him out.
A little too late.
No. Before. This would have been the 5th time I let him out, and he didn't do anything.
Oh.
He didn't do shit. He just fucking went around in the rain for a little bit, tried to go under a table or whatever. Nah, he didn't give a fuck. But yeah, he was barking, and it was bothering you. So you said, just tie his snout up with some twine.
Right. Because I did that one time. I did that to, well, you know, they have collars that you can put on dogs that when they bark, they'll get a little shock.
Yeah, I had one for Teddy.
I think that's very inhumane. So what I did is, instead, I took some twine. I wrapped up his muzzle with it.
So you actually tied his snout together so he can't open his mouth.
Right.
Dogs breathe with their fucking mouth.
No, I left the nose out. He could breathe. I just tied his whole mouth together because he was making too much noise.
So that taught him his lesson, and he couldn't right. He couldn't move around.
And then I rang a doorbell, and he he went to convulsions for about 10 minutes.
It's like that's involuntary. They have to bark when they hear that fucking doorbell.
And the thing with them is
don't act like you were training the dog. This is your own perverted fucking glee.
The dog, no matter how comfortable dogs are, like with humans, if we're snuggled in bed or whatever, and we hear the doorbell, and we're like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. But dogs, they could be all secured and tight. As soon as they hit a doorbell, they get up real quick. Right.
Yeah.
They don't get up and say, oh, I don't fucking feel like seeing it.
When they're old, they do. When they're very, very old. I mean, yours are ancient. They still do what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. They're very rambunctious.
And you know what? Your dogs are at death's door, and they still go.
I don't appreciate that tone.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
They're not. They're very. They're just like they have energy.
You don't like the phrase "death's door."
No, they have the energy of a puppy still.
I'm sorry. Okay, your dogs are about a week away from a hole in the ground, and they still respond to the doorbell just as they did when they were puppies.
Yep.
Interesting.
Know what I do? I take nuts and I put them on the patio because the dogs go crazy when the squirrels are outside. They bark like crazy. So I took like a whole can of nuts and I poured it all over the patio so that the squirrels would go right and start eating them the dogs would see them and they would piss the dogs get pissed off, they'd start barking and everything. So,
did they use a piece of twine to tie that garbage bag?
No.
They used for cocoa.
Well, when I was little, one time
the garbage truck.
No, listen. I don't enough with that, okay?
I'm sorry, it kills me every time.
my dog Coco, rest in peace, in the hefty bag that he was placed in. When he was little, I had some cord.
You put him in a cinch sack and just threw a half a windmill turn into the back. Okay, I'm sorry. Continue. So your dog Coco, who you loved.
And this was a time before they really had collars on the dogs. You know, this is – so I just tied cord around his neck and to see how far he could – because I didn't feel like walking him or whatever. And I just let him out of the house to see how far he would go with the cord and see if he would, you know
– just to let him run and see like if he would hit the end of the spool.
Right.
How far did he get?
Well, he didn't get he got tangled up in the sticker bushes and he got cut up a little, you know, just in his
he got cut up in his ass.
Well, like in his back area, not in his asshole, but I just like to do things like that, you know. I just like to play with him like that. You know what I used to
do
when I was
playing
little?
With them? That's fucking demented.
That's what I used to do. I used to pick him up and we had a flight of stairs. I used to hang him over the flight of stairs and to see how long would – and he would go just shake like crazy because he would be so scared.
So you would suspend him by holding – you tying string around him and holding him?
No. I would hold him underneath his armpits and just like have him, you know, stick – like have him hanging over the 10 flights of stairs over the fucking banister and just jiggle him like I was going to drop him and he'd get all freaky and whatnot.
And this is Coco.
This is my dog Coco. I love Coco.
Yeah, you loved him. You put him in a cheap garbage bag.
I didn't. The SPCA did that.
And you threw him out like an old sneaker.
No, they put him on the handle of the truck.
When they made that left turn, he just swings to the right.
Yes, that's true.
Did you cry? Did you cry when you see him?
I think I was. No, I don't think I cried. I think I was just more in shock that that's what they would. That's how what became of my dog.
I know we touch on this every now and then, but to me, it is one of the funniest images that I've ever created in my mind, and I will never tire of it. And I mentioned this before: your grandfather in a suit on the beach, and your grandmother's hooves. Any right. development with the hoof? Picture.
It's tough because they're in. It's just a matter of sorting through all these photo albums. But what about the videotape? Any luck with that?
I'm sorry.
The videotape that you made.
Are you talking about Saturday?
No, the Oprah. Remember, you were trying to look for that videotape that you made.
Oh, you know what? I have to. I'll write a note now. I have to go and look for it. I'm writing it now. Oprah. Tape. There we go. I'm getting used to my new keyboard. I have a new keyboard here. Non-spit-on keyboard. New computer. New setup. The Oprah tape was my secret porn stash. No one would ever watch a taped episode of Oprah, so therefore they would never find my porn. And if they ever decide to put it in, they'd have to watch at least 6 minutes of it. But anyway, Frank, Saturday, we decided to meet up, and we hung out. I made it known to you that you need to lose 20 pounds. You're not doing well in this contest. So you decided that to do some walking around the New Brunswick area. You were doing some calisthenics in the street.
I did a little calisthenics.
A little jogging, a little running.
A little swimming.
And you got a little tired, right?
A little bit.
You had to replenish the energy. So we went to I wanted a drink called bubble tea. Now, have you ever heard of bubble tea, Frank?
Not until you mentioned it.
Bubble tea is a milk tea beverage with tapioca balls at the fucking bottom.
Now, why do you say it like that? Balls.
Balls. Anytime I say balls, I have to really put that oomph into it. But I assure you, they are not testicles at all. No, they are not. I'm just hearing this cut up into something terrible. So I need to change my line of talk. But I went in there, and you went in there as well with the intention of trying one. And
yeah, I was looking forward to it.
And I got to the register. I placed my order, and Frank... You saw something happen that turned you off.
Right. I was looking at the selection, and they had a delicious selection of drinks. They had, one was like a honeydew and watermelon.
Yeah.
And I was looking forward to having
every flavor fucking imaginable.
Race refreshing beverage.
A what?
A refreshing beverage.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, but of course, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck. And, of course, one of the workers there was blowing her fucking nose. So I said to myself.
In fact, she took my money. With a fucking tissue wrapped around her index finger. that she used after closing the drawer to blow snot into. Right. And I heard you go, "Oh boy!" And I looked, and the door was swinging.
Yeah, I was already at the fucking door.
But little did you know that she was not preparing any of the food or the drink. They had a separate person.
Right, but she's just listen. Whatever. She was still working there, so it doesn't matter. We can go on and on about that. But either or, you know.
And you know what? What happened before that? I wanted to get a grease truck sandwich, Frank. You saw that?
The grease truck sandwich.
You had one before, correct?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I was excited to get one, and then you witnessed something.
Well, should we tell people what this is? We discussed it before. It's just there are trucks at Rutgers University campus where you could buy. They're called fat sandwiches, and you could buy sandwiches with chicken, chicken fingers and eggs or whatever. So, but the problem is, a lot of times they'll have like a garbage can outside the truck.
Yeah. And it's to throw out your wrappers and shit.
And it's not a private garbage can. It's a garbage can
for the public.
The public. So the guy.
Homeless man can put shit in it.
Of course! Yeah. The guy got out of the truck and he jammed his fucking elbows deep in his fucking garbage can. And he was touching the rim of the garbage can and everything. And I says, obviously now I'm not eating here now. Because obviously,
when you said, I don't want, I thought, oh, he's really trying to stick to this diet.
No, I had nothing to do with that.
And then.
My tongue was hanging for it.
Yeah. And then he pointed at the garbage can guy. I'm like, well, you ate here before. He's like, I didn't see that. And he said, I go, well, what you have to think about here is where does this guy go to the bathroom? Because look around, there are no porta johns. Right.
And there's no bathroom in the truck, obviously.
He is pissing in the bun in the bread box. They shit in the bread box. Just on one side, though, to keep it clean. So you didn't want that. So we went and we had a sandwich at, what was it? Stuff your Face. The New Brunswick tour.
And I had a cheesy cheesesteak, which considered mozzarella, cheddar cheese, and American cheese.
So you had a cheat day, basically. I mean, you did all these calisthenics and jogging in the streets. About 45 seconds of it. And then you decided to eat your cheesesteak, this big cheesy cheesesteak, about a foot and a half long.
You're exaggerating.
Foot long?
And I would say maybe 8 inches.
No, more than that. Anyway, I had a stromboli thing, and you asked to try a piece of it, and then you saw it, and you said, I don't want it. And I only ate half of it, and I said, fuck this, I don't want it anymore. I'm going to throw it out. And you said, you're good for that. I go to the bathroom, I come back, the fucking thing's gone. The fucking thing's gone.
Well, I didn't want it to go to waste.
You wolfed down my fucking sandwich.
I didn't want it to go to waste.
Just when I thought I wanted it again.
Well, you snooze, you lose, my friend.
You snooze, you lose.
Yeah, are you going to mention what we did after the...
Wait.
I think we should preface by saying that we broke a rule.
We did. We went a few episodes ago. Not even ancient history.
This was the XM... radio program that we mentioned this.
Okay.
We did an Is It Gay segment.
Oh, shit. We did do this.
And on the Is It Gay segment, we said, is it gay for two guys to eat ice cream together? And that's exactly what me and Ken did on Saturday.
You know what? You went in there. I had no intention of getting it, but I saw the ice cream and I was really craving it.
Right. It looked.
So it ended up that we both
Thomas sweet ice cream, homemade ice cream,
and you went out of your way to point out how you were jealous of my fucking ice cream cone and shit. Hold on. You made it from gay to like gay. We're standing outside of this fucking thing having a goddamn argument.
Let me finish. Okay. I want an ice cream cone. But I like the sugar waffle cones is what I prefer. But they gave me one of those cake cup cones that you give to a 5-year-old. Okay? And not only was it a cake cup cake cup.
Frank, do you know what a sugar cone is?
Sugar cone is the waffle cone.
No. No, there's a waffle cone and there's a sugar cone. That's it. When you say sugar cone, you're getting
it's a sugar cone. It looks like a funnel, like a pylon.
No, it's that shit that's hollow. When you bite into it, it crunches and it flattens down. And the waffle cone is basically like a rolled up waffle.
A sugar cone looks like a pylon.
Goatweed is backing me up. He says I'm right.
I don't give a fuck about goatweed.
And about who?
Whatever the case.
About who?
Goatweed or dick.
You said coatweed.
Listen to me. But let me finish, okay? So she gave me – not only did she give me the little cake cup cone that you give to a five-year-old, but she gave it to me with napkins around
and
it.
And they were
– Please let me finish!
And they were watery-looking napkins. Watery.
She picked up napkins with her dirty, disgusting money hands – and wrapped it around the bottom of the cone like she's making sanitary protection. When the fact of the matter is all the fucking money, disgusting germs got in the cone. But lo and behold, Ken, he gets the cone I wanted and had a professional wrapping around the cone.
It had the factory installed paper wrapping, which I hate. I hate that. I'd rather have no wrapping. And you know what? I should have said I wanted a sugar cone because that's the kind I wanted. You actually asked for the sugar cone expecting a fucking waffle cone. You don't know the difference.
Listen to me.
Okay, Frank, you don't.
A sugar cone is the waffle. There's a big waffle cone. There's a
red. No! A sugar cone. It's sugar or waffle, you fuck.
There's a shut your fucking face. Let me finish. There's a big waffle. There's a big waffle cone, like a real big waffle cone, or a sugar cone, which is, looks like a waffle cone, but it's a lot smaller. It looks like a pylon or a traffic cone. That's a sugar cone. The other kind of cone is called a K-Cop cone.
Go do me a favor. Open up your web browser and type sugar cone. Okay? Type sugar cone.
Okay, and I'm right. It comes up with a fucking pylon. Sugar cone.
Do you see your cone in the picture, Frank?
Yes, I do.
You got that one! That's what you asked for!
There's all different kinds of cones, you fuck dick!
They have two kinds! They have a waffle.
Listen to me, you prick!
You motherfucker, shut your mouth!
Go to Google and put in sugar and then cone, and you'll see all the cones.
I asked for the waffle cone, and they gave me a fucking waffle cone. That's all.
Go fuck yourself.
And you wanted my cone. You didn't know the difference, you asshole!
I didn't like the fact that you had professional wrapping around your cone. I didn't appreciate that. I want the professional wrapping.
Well, you know what? I had it. Okay? I had it.
And then I made sure that and because, you know, we both concluded that I was gay for two guys to eat ice cream together, we did not walk side by side. I walked ahead of him.
You actually yelled. You yelled and ran across the other side of the street blindly into traffic. You didn't even look.
I crossed over, I think, Hamilton or Eastern Avenue or
it's
whatever.
Eastern Avenue, New Brunswick. We're getting local on Here's Talk. New Brunswick, Eastern Avenue. Local news. Local gays is what it is. That is just fucking completely gay. But I wanted an ice cream cone at that point. I didn't eat my sandwich. My sandwich was fucking stolen from me.
It was I tell you, it was delicious. I had mocha chip. It was delicious. It was delicious.
So you had, Frank, you had a Snapple, a cheesesteak, a large cheesesteak.
I asked for Diet Snapple. I didn't have Diet Snapple.
Yeah, but you had a Snapple, regular Snapple.
I had a drink.
Of a large cheesesteak. Half of my fucking sandwich and ice cream, and you were still hungry. Yeah. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is Foundry Music Jeff.
Foundry Music Jeff from Culture Enema every Friday night on Heroes Talk. It's heroestalk.com. Thing you do with your ears and the place to be. 9 to 12 Friday nights. Culture Enema. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Frank, did you tell me you were going to participate in an eating contest of your own?
We're kind of not talking about that yet.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering because
I'll let this much be known. We have a secret project that we're putting together right now that we filmed on Saturday, and it does involve feats of eating. I'll tell you that. So you didn't blow anything.
Okay. So secret they wouldn't tell the other hosts so that they wouldn't bring it up on the show.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
It's all right. No, I just wanted to call in and talk about a certain text message I received from Frank.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Apparently, in a fit of rage that you began this little thing with Pat before he arrived.
With who? Shut up!
Mr. Jernfink over here took up his phone and started wildly texting his furious anger. And then I get on my phone, and in the middle of nowhere, I'm having a great day. Fuck you, you fucking asshole. And I thought he was joking, because I was like, I had no idea what the hell was going on. And he's like, oh no, I thought you were Ken.
Yeah.
Frank raises the question, who like just blindly texts somebody without realizing all the various steps that goes into picking a person and then sending it out?
Yeah, Frank
like
likes
in that maybe a minute and a half, he was so angry with you that he just blindly texted somebody.
Yeah. Frank is a bad texter. You're not a good texter.
I'm a good texter.
No, you're not. You're fucking not. I'll tell you right now. On multiple occasions, you have decided that you want to take this wonderful, beautiful technology, texting, and completely fucking ruin it. Your ability to use a QWERTY keyboard on your phone has fucking ruined it, because now every time you text, you're expecting a big fucking conversation. You got in late, so you don't realize that a text message is resolved in one or two messages. Five fucking 16 messages, or whatever the fuck it is, you still can't make a fucking point or conclude anything.
I want to make it know that, hey Frank, if you're this awkward with your phone, God, who else did you fucking send out profanity to that you don't
Seriously.
Even realize?
I mean,
off your wife and kids, maybe with
you, and you talk you talk all the, about this fucking iPhone. I have an old phone, and I'm fucking glad I do. I'm so glad I do. The phones with the easy to use keyboards and shit have ruined texting. People like Frank have ruined it. It used to be short and sweet. You don't have to call somebody. You don't have to say hello or whatever. You just text like, hey, food, beer, drinks. You just text a question. They go, nah, no, okay. And that's it. With Frank, it's, hey, are you there? Where do you mean? Now I have to type a response to it. Are you at the place?
It was the best of times.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
The worst of times.
That's what I like to call over-texting. It's sending long texts or initiating conversations by continually replying in a manner that would require another message. And the worst one, I think, is when somebody writes a long message on their newfangled phone and it gets sent to me as a string of fucking 8 texts. As I'm reading the first one, dumb. Like, hey, come out and see my band. We're doing this and this and this. Beep, 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 beep. New text. It would be great if you guys came. So, like, I see the end before the fucking middle of the goddamn
thing. Right, they don't treat them like they do Twitter updates, and sometimes you won't even get the rest of the message, or if you exceed without even realizing it, you'll get a text message back. Oops, we're not even going to bother to send the remainder of the message because they're a non-Verizon customer.
Exactly. And here's the other thing. A lot and no one, Frank, spare me the space. I don't give a shit. I applaud you for shortening your shit on a text message. I applaud you because it's less for me to process, less for me to fucking read. I am officially done texting with people that can't fucking text. And Frank, you are one of those people. Prove me wrong and I'll fucking accept text from you again. But from now on,
are you blocking me from text?
Yeah, I am. If you need me to fucking respond in text, in non-voice communication outside of this show, you're using an instant messenger or email. That's it. You're fucking barred from texting me.
You son of a bitch.
You're barred from it. We asked you at the Atlantic City thing. I had to hand the phone to Amanda. She texted. You didn't even know it. She was texting you.
No shit.
Yeah. It was her. You were going back and forth. There were fucking 12 messages that we had to send. And the outcome, Frank, of you wondering whether or not you should put a reservation is, fuck it, I'm going to eat at the bar. You could have just said no. Wouldn't have had to do that. And I was fucking driving. And that's another thing. You text and drive, Frank.
I try.
He does. And for someone who
dangerous.
Is a hypochondriac about all things potentially fatal, I was surprised. Even on the way home from Atlantic City in the storm, I saw some lights from the car.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. If Frank ever has to follow you somewhere, you will get texts from him. He can't
but
just.
The weirdest thing though, is that
we had wave
to stop
or
cast.
Beep
Jeff,
or flash the lights.
Tell him about the trip drawn home from Atlantic City. I know you'd mentioned it on your show, but
we did. But let me just say this one thing. Okay, Frank has me pull over so he can look for a local diner. So it's me and Frank on a back road. My car parked. His car parked next to me with the engine running. I can only imagine like the assumptions people would come to as they drove by and saw two men parked next to each other with their driver and passenger side windows down, talking to one another like we're trying to negotiate some kind of late night hookup.
Jesus Christ.
10 minutes I sat there and waited while he tried.
I said, Jeff, it's going to take me a couple minutes to find Donner. Be patient. And you said, okay.
Ten minutes!
And then you texted me while we were driving saying that you were scared. You were afraid the water was going to swallow you up.
Yeah, it was. Not only was it going to swallow me up, but God knows where you were taking me this from dusk till dawn diner in the middle of nowhere.
Man.
It was what a crazy trip that was. And then you step into the place like some scene out of the Pee Wee Herman film. I think I said on my show, the Large Marge Diner. And like it's just this one this one waitress that time forgot, just like, why are you here? Don't you know it's, the food can kill you?
It's the diner equivalent of the chamber of the chalice at the end of the of Indiana Jones. Just that one old swordsman serving happy waitresses.
You've had the eggs over easy. You've chosen poorly.
Jeff, good diner.
What?
Wisely.
Good diner.
Do not take that happy waitress beyond the seal. That is the limit.
Jeff had the most vile tendon steak I ever saw, but he whiffed it all down.
Yeah. Well, we said that before the power went out last time, so I don't want to fucking continue on this course.
He was so upset about the fact that he found an eyelash in his food, he refused to replace it. Yeah. And it's like once the reputation for it's screwed. I mean,
well,
Frank, can you ever go back?
Ken will agree with that.
I agree. And Jeff, why don't we see if that one refusal of a meal paid off at all? Frank, I ask you right now, with a few minutes left to go in the show, get the scale!
Hold on a second.
Thank you. Now, Jeff, you do understand what's going on.
I do.
Frank is attempting to lose 20 pounds before his 40th birthday. He's been doing this for about, 2,000 weeks. At this point, does it even fucking matter?
Many a winter moon.
Yes, many a winter moon. He's been trying to shed a few of his husky pounds and get down to a slightly better weight. Last week, we were unable to do a weigh-in, much to the displeasure of our listeners. And here we are. He's going to get the scale and hopefully Donna so that she can validate whether he has gained by laughing uncontrollably or whether he has actually lost weight with a gasp of disbelief.
DJ Newstyle, in the meantime, do you mind if I plug the big show Friday?
There is a big show going on with Culture Enema. I'd love to hear all about it.
This Friday, Culture Enema will be going to the Penny Arcade Expo.
Yeah!
In beautiful Boston, Massachusetts. This is the E3 for the common man.
Yeah, the E3 for people who fucking play board games.
Video games and gamers alike will be coming from all over. And we will be in the podcast room. If anybody wants to drop by at our usual time, 9 o'clock p.m.
9 o'clock to 12.
Special guest, by the way.
Ooh.
The return of Angry Missy.
Angry Missy. Back
from retirement.
Back on the internet radio airwaves.
On this episode.
Very good. And this is at PAX, the Penny Arcade Expo.
In Boston.
In
so
Boston.
Drop by the Hear Us Talk table. You'll see, hopefully, a very large banner, Ken.
Hello?
No, not yet. You better get a Sharpie,
right,
buddy.
We got some good news and bad news.
What's the good news?
Yeah.
Donna's sleeping.
Okay.
So I could weigh myself, and you guys want to believe me.
No,
if not,
you have to take a picture of the weight and post it.
All right.
So starting out, you were 216. You went to 220. You ballooned to 221. You contracted to 220. Then you got back to your starting weight, Frank, at 216. Then you fucking just completely exploded to 223. And then you were back down to 216. Now, Frank, after a week off, you've had two solid weeks to work out on this, to lose some weight. You were at your starting point. Frank, are you naked right now?
Half naked. Hold on.
If I were you, I would take off everything. I'd try to rip my fucking ears off to show any progress. He's hacking up.
I'd like to throw out a number, if you may.
Okay, you're going to take a guess, Jeff.
All right, I'm approaching the scale.
Well, hold on, don't step on yet.
Hey.
Don't do that. Jeff, what is your guess?
253.
You're saying...
Come on, realistic, Jeff.
A realistic... He weighed 216 2 weeks ago. And he's been trying to diet by eating ice cream and fucking and greasy sandwiches.
I'm
going to
give it. I'm going to give it a 221.
So you say 221? NorCal Murph.
No, 227. After one of my favorite African American TV
that
shows.
That was a very, very one of my favorites. 227. I say 225. NorCal says 217. Walter Subject 223. Crazy Monk 230. You fucking cruel bastard. Goatweed says 220. Frank, step onto the scale.
Okay. All right. Let me think here. I am 225.
225! 225, motherfucker! Yeah, bitch!
No place like home.
When your family's around, yeah, you're never alone.
Wow.
There's no potential. Too bad you're not 227, because I would play that theme in a fucking heartbeat.
Play it anyway.
Fuck it. You know what? I'm about to play it anyway. Frank, how do you explain a 9-pound gain? How the fuck do you explain a 9-pound gain? Fuck it.
I'm just embarrassed and of myself. I'm just disappointed in myself. I realize that I'm at the point of no return. It's too late for me to get.
No, you're not. Listen, I bought P90X. You and me should go on this.
What the hell is P90X?
It's drugs,
it's
Frank.
It's a series of 13 CDs and a nutritional plan. It helped our good friend Jen lose some weight, and it will work for you and I.
The problem is, I'm too far gone to lose any weight at this point.
No one's too far gone!
Frank, you can't lose. You mean to tell me you don't have 20 pounds to lose?
I was putting my headphones on. What was that, Ken?
You don't have 20 pounds you can lose?
I think I'm just too far gone.
Did you take a picture of it and post it on Twitter?
I took a picture. Hold on.
Now hold on. I'm listening to this. Because there's no place like home. There ain't no place like home. No place, child. Yeah, that's it. Oh my god. And that was the acting debut of Countess Vaughn, who I don't know why I know her. Anyway, Frank.
Frank, is there no motivation that will get you to lose that weight? Your kids?
I don't know, Jeff. If there was, I wish I could find it. I don't know. I just can't get motivated.
Ustreamer 40314 says P90X is going to be another thing that won't work for you. You tried the Wii Fit. You said you've been walking, right? You've been doing a mile a week, you said? A mile a week is fucking pathetic.
Maybe you shouldn't be doing the...
That's going up and down the stairs. Crazed.
I wish...
The crazed workout tape.
I'm a vegetarian.
Two bags of chip curls. Oh my god. Frank, what's going on with you?
I'm embarrassed of myself. And I don't know. I just don't know.
No, you're not. You're not embarrassed, and I'll tell you why. If you were truly embarrassed, you would do something about it. I think you like being this way.
Why would I like being this way? I'm embarrassed
because
to
you're not
be
doing anything about it. You're comfortable.
It gets you attention. Gets you sympathy. That's what it is.
Attention. I don't want attention from being fat. You out of your freaking mind?
I'm a fucking pear. That's what you like. You like yelling that.
No. Listen, I'm not. Chris Farley, where you know he was afraid if he lost his weight, he wouldn't be. You know, people wouldn't like him anymore. That has nothing to do with that. I'm embarrassed.
Good current reference.
Of my weight. I'm embarrassed that none of my clothes fit me, and you know, I don't know. Maybe if somebody tells me you're gonna, you know, drop dead in a week if you don't lose weight,
no, Frank,
I don't know.
Frank, I'm sorry. I have a problem with short term memory. How much do you weighed 216 last week? How much do you weigh now?
225. No, last night was 2 weeks ago.
Holy shit.
What did you just
say? Really?
You know what? I think maybe I should just cancel this whole fucking
thing. No, you can't cancel it. You're going
to
turn 40 unless you don't
lose
any
weight.
That's a complete falsehood, and you know it.
Frank,
I know firsthand the garbage you put into your body. If you quit half of those meals, you'd be fantastic.
I have to have that full feeling. I need to hit that.
Now you find the humor. Now you sound like a commercial for a penis pill.
Frank, if you want that fulfilling drink, drink water or eat filling food that expands.
I'll fuck you with the water bullshit, okay? That doesn't fucking fill you up.
Rice.
Yeah, bananas. Do the eight-face Magoo diet. Eat nothing but bananas.
Browsers.
Oh, I love bananas. Water and bananas. Frank, you need to do something about this.
I want to know.
Why don't you wake up and just go outside and fucking walk? It's getting nice out. Do it.
It really is.
I don't have time.
What do you mean you don't have fucking time?
I don't know.
You don't have time. You don't have 15 minutes.
I feel like if I have time to work out, then I should be working.
Well, then
what?
It looks like you're not going to have much of a long career because you're going to die from being overweight.
I just posted my scale photo.
If you want to see that, it's twitter.com/thegermfreak. Or you can just rewind and listen to all the other times I've said that.
If you have free time, you should be working.
That's what he thinks. And you know what? And that statement right there is exactly why he gets nothing done all day, because he operates under the guise of working. And I'm looking at this picture right now that you posted. Dude, that is definitely 225. Unlike that 216 you posted, which looked like 220. Wow, Frank.
I count 16 tweets today.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Oh, God, I saw the spit in the keyboard.
Yeah, see? It's not nothing to fuck with. Well, Frank, why don't you just get up and walk around the block? Why don't you get up and do 10 push-ups? Anything is better than nothing.
You know what? I get pissed off. My whole life, I would be able to eat whatever the fuck I want and not gain a pound. Then when I hit 20 to 21 years old, it all changed.
Yeah.
Getting older.
You got all fucked up.
It's because I was taking medication that slowed my metabolism down.
And here's another.
What do you have to do with that? Frank, you're 20 years older.
Frank.
Than that.
Frank, your metabolism, it's non-existent now. So just realize that you shouldn't be eating.
Are you being serious?
Yes. When you get older, your metabolism fucking goes. When I was on the wrestling team in high school, I literally ate ice cream for breakfast and I lost weight. That's how fucking crazy my metabolism was. I'm not a fat guy, but I'm not fucking skinny and losing weight just sitting around. You know, you have to do things to not become a fat ass, and you have to fucking do things to no longer be one too.
Maybe I should take some diet pills.
You should
of some
stop
sort.
Chewing and eating bubble
Frank,
gum.
Frank, you don't even need to exercise. You just need to modify what you eat.
If I'm telling you right now, Frank, you cut out. If you
Jeff,
cut
let me
out
ask you,
all the
let me
shit.
Pose you this question, Jeff. Jeff, you have a delicious, a good palate like I do. Okay, say you're.
Okay.
Please let me finish my point. Say there's a day where you're starving, okay, and you're going to your favorite restaurant and order your favorite meal, okay. Don't you have to eat that until the point where you just can't fucking move anymore?
No.
Yeah,
no,
you fuck. You need
that's a fallacy. And in that 20 minutes before you eat a meal and your brain registers you're full, that's where you do the most damage. So if you eat slowly,
you gotta slow
eventually
down.
Eventually, your mind's gonna catch up with you with the fact that you just had a meal and you won't feel full anymore.
Yeah,
it's just that 20 minutes while you're hungry and eating is where you start going, I gotta eat more and more and more.
Yeah,
you just gotta be patient.
You gotta.
But it's so good, you just want to have more.
I mean, I saw you drink that one alcoholic drink like it was a fucking, like you were taking an aspirin. You need to find a way to slow down. Because if you do eat like that, you eat like you drink. If you taste it, it's got to be gone.
You know how people say to slow down, you enjoy your food better? I enjoy it when I just throw it all in my mouth.
You need to have every surface in your mouth covered with the meat.
Right. If I eat a cookie, I have to shove the whole thing in my mouth. That's the only way I enjoy it is if I have the whole thing in my mouth.
You need to start eating mouth-shaped foods. It's the only way you can feel satisfied. Just a big mouthpiece-shaped piece of chicken. Just mold a chicken breast.
And as gay as it sounds, sometimes you just want to have some type of texture in your mouth.
Oh, God damn it.
Hello?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't want to even fucking...
you want to have... you know, all cutting aside... Just the sensation of having something in your mouth. You want to have something in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? And you can throw all the gay jokes you want. I'm being serious here. Go fuck yourselves.
Frank, eat more salads.
That's so much easier to say than done with your salad bullshit.
It isn't.
It is.
It isn't that difficult. All you need to do is just make yourself a nice big salad.
Frank, well, Frank, you know, hey, listen here.
I want to go on Intervenus. I want to I want to eat like Roger Ebert, so I don't have to worry anymore.
Again, another shot at Roger Ebert because you feel bad about yourself, not having followers, not being thin. Listen, Frank, here's what you need to do. You need to fucking follow through with this. You need to post a picture of everything you eat and then look at it. Analyze what you're fucking putting down your goddamn throat.
Did he say he wants to go on Intervenus?
Yeah, he wants to go on Intervenus.
Because if you're on Intervenus, does that fill you up? Do you get that full feeling in your stomach when you're on Intervenus?
You don't, because it's in your fucking
idiot. I've never been on Intervenus. Do you get a full feeling when you're on Intervenus?
It's not a...
Most people haven't. It requires a very long space flight.
Jesus.
I don't mind going on Intervenus if it fills me up.
All right. I gotta put an end to this. Frank, you need to do something. Are you gonna post everything you eat? Keep a food log and post it. I'm telling you, Frank, it's the only way you're gonna know exactly what you're doing to yourself.
I'll post it and then we'll discuss it next week.
Okay. You're gonna do it every day, every time you put something in your mouth.
I swear on my father.
How
I
many
will
pictures
do it.
Of dicks are we gonna see?
You know, that's a cheap joke.
It is very, very
cheap.
I'm
putting myself out there. I'm being serious.
It's cheap, but it had a good return on investment. Anyway, Jeff, thank you for calling the show, and good luck at the Penny Arcade Expo. I hope
this Friday, 9 p.m.
This Friday, 9 p.m.
Where's that located, 9 to 12. The Penny Arcade Expo?
It's in Boston. CultureEnema.com.
This is kind of a big thing, so tune in.
It's huge. We all have to listen. This is like the first press that we're doing.
I have an actual press pass.
He's a press pass.
Thanks for inviting me, Jeff, by the way.
He couldn't get, you know. What? He couldn't even get his co-host to go.
Oh, really?
JMF will be absent. Notably absent.
There's also a weight limit. It's 224 and under only.
Fuck you.
Just missed it. Jeff, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, buddy.
You're not a friend.
Okay. CultureEnema.com. Frank, why don't we wrap this thing up, the DJ New Style show here?
I like to say put a cap on the bottle.
Let's put a cap on the bottle. Put a cork in the bottle. How about that? Whoa. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Please go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Check out our blog. Follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, every other goddamn thing. Download everything we've ever done. Best in Show, Thursday nights, 8 to 11 p.m. Culture Enema. They're going to be at the Penny Arcade Expo, as we've just said. 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. All of it on Hear Us Talk. Frank, is there anything at all that you want to say? Anything that crosses your mind through the clutter?
Yes. You're talking to a fucking sign. No, you be quiet. Outside, they can pat a real punch. It's sticking. You're not a friend. I'm a scared. Whiny hat. I'm going to kick all your friends' ass. Hey, Ken. Is there anything that you'd like to say?
You're an asshole! It's a fucking snooze! Cause that's what I goddamn do! That's just the Holy Spirit! Fuckface! I want pepper jack cheese! The bread of the Jews! Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.